introduce Leslie Cook. Leslie is a public sector program manager with US EPA's Energy Star program. She works with states, local governments, schools, and federal agencies as they partner with EPA to leverage Energy Star tools and resources in efforts to protect the environment, improve energy performance, and reduce energy costs. Leslie.
Great. Thanks, Andrea. And thanks, everyone on the line. I'm really happy to be talking with such a great group of folks from the presenters panel. And I'm happy to kick this off here with some slides that present our Energy Star perspective on energy competitions, which we have either partnered with or have watched launch across the country, and then highlight some resources that the Energy Star program has to offer for your competition if it's already existing or if you've got something in the works. So first, for those of you who may not be so familiar with the Energy Star program, like Andrea said, I am our public sector program manager here at Energy Star, and I spend a lot of my time working with our state and local governments and K-12 schools, federal agencies, and universities. I've got colleagues that work in the rest of our program that reach out to partners in all of the other kinds of sectors that represent the built environment. So when you think of Energy Star Commercial Buildings Program, we've got offerings not only for the public sector, but for those in the commercial office industry, hospitality, healthcare, K-12 schools, retail, you name it. If it's part of the built environment, we've got partners across the country working with us. And we've been in existence for over 10 years now. And thanks to our local and state partners, we've had a tremendous growth in our program because our state and local partners include Energy Star resources in their programs, not only for their efficient public building programs, but as they're promoting efficiency throughout their entire jurisdiction. So thank you for those who have helped contribute to the growth of our program. We're a voluntary program here at EPA, and we work really closely with Andrea and the rest of her colleagues here. We offer a strategic approach to energy and management for building owners, managers, and those that spend their time in the buildings, the tenants. And our primary goal is to protect the climate through reduced greenhouse gas emissions, but of course, through reduction in energy waste, we all save a lot of money along the way, which is extremely important. The core of our program is providing organizations with measurable, quantifiable information on how your buildings are performing, being able to use our tool Portfolio Manager to assess your performance, track your improvements over time, and also gain recognition from EPA for superior energy performance through our Energy Star certification award that is available for existing buildings. And we hope that by partnering with Energy Star through EPA and using some of the resources I'm going to talk about today, that you can build upon our brand recognition within your own local or national program. And about 85% of the public in the U.S. recognizes the Energy Star for superior energy management. So we hope you can piggyback on that. To get into today's topic a little more deeply, we have been really excited over the past few years as we've seen an increase in energy competitions throughout the country. And we've seen that they work well. And some of the primary reasons they work that we have experienced is on your screen now. Of course, if you've got goals to help building owners either within your own organization or throughout your region, your local region, a state or national association you're working with. Some corporations are even running it within their own corporations. We even had a building, the L'Oreal National Headquarters in New York City, ran a competition within their own building floor by floor. Whatever your scope is, we have seen that these competitions help reduce operating costs, lower your carbon footprint in a very fun and quantifiable way that allows you to gain a very positive public media exposure if you choose to. It's a positive way to engage your participants no matter what your potential scope of your competition is. And, of course, by organizing your efforts in this way in a defined energy competition, you're able to really put out an umbrella program so that you can tap into local, regional, or nationally available training and assistance programs that you want to expose your participants to. So the quantifiable piece that we have found to be so important to contribute to the success of these programs, we have been happy that many of them are incorporating our Energy Star Portfolio Manager benchmarking tool. I know Carrie is tapping into this tool in North Carolina. We'll hear more from them today. And we've seen competitions launch around the country incorporating the tool. So we're happy that this is an off-the-shelf a resource that you can use in your own operations and management efforts and also within your competitions. Because this really has been a key tool, I wanted to provide a little more information on the tool for those of you who may not be so familiar with it before we get more into the details about competitions. Portfolio Manager is our online management tool. It's a software program that EPA through the Energy Star program maintains and hosts for you. It's cost-free, so you can sign up at the website at the bottom of your screen. You can open an account and get started today. This is primarily a management tool for businesses and organizations to track and assess their whole building energy and water consumption. Some folks are not aware that you can track water alongside energy, but you can. Of course, our focus is energy through the Energy Star program, and you can also track greenhouse gas emissions and energy costs and water costs over time, all in one tool. I'm happy to say that we've expanded our capabilities so you can track your green power purchases right alongside your grid purchases. And I think very importantly for those of you on the line today is to realize we've got a lot of sharing and reporting capabilities within Portfolio Manager, very customizable and flexible for your own competition goals, so that not only you can not only use the tool for your own buildings, but as you're using the tool as a platform for your campaign, you can define the metrics, the information you want to collect from others tracking and benchmarking in Portfolio Manager. You can define your report, you can send it out electronically, and folks can send results right back to you through Portfolio Manager. So it's really been a tool that we've been able to enhance to facilitate these types of competitions. Some primary metrics are on your screen here. Energy consumption, we track everything in sort and site, source and site. We have weather normalized based metrics that translate your energy bills that you get from your utility providers into really easy to understand metrics to help you diagnose performance and track your savings. And of course, we also, many buildings will be able to get that Energy Star 1 through 100 score, and 75 or higher will enable you to qualify for the Energy Star certification. Just a quick snapshot. I love all these creative logos coming out of our competitions that are launching across the country. Again, these are independent competitions and campaigns that are using Energy Star, but these aren't EPA programs. Like Cary, North Carolina, they're operating independently with local and regional partners. I really like this quote from the Xcel Energy Company in Minnesota talking about how energy efficiency makes good business sense. And I wanted to highlight that here because we've seen that these competitions are a great way not only to engage your building owners in your community or within your corporation structure or association, but it's also a great way to engage your utility providers. If you're looking at a competition-type campaign to really motivate people to understand their performance and improve it, you got to have people help. You have to help people access their energy data, right? They need access to energy data to understand it, to put it into Portfolio Manager, and for you to, you know, judge the results of your competition. And utility providers we have seen are really enthusiastic to partner with these efforts to provide maybe some extra assistance to help the participants access energy data, which is a great way to start that conversation with your utility provider. And the utilities want to market their assistance programs to your participants so they can get better participation. So you're offering them a ready-made, interested and motivated group of clients. So just one thing to keep in mind. I wanted to also include a few slides highlighting our national EPA Energy Star building competition. In addition to the local and state level competitions we've seen launch across the country, we've also, threw our hat in the ring and decided to do this at the national level starting in 2010. And this is an annual competition that we're running. We're in our third year, and it's been growing every year. Our first year, we had 15 buildings. Our second year, in 2011, we had 245 participating buildings. And this year, we have a whopping 3,300. We've really taken lessons we've learned from our local competition and partners and use the same kind of structure. Everyone's using Portfolio Manager to assess their energy and send their report savings to us. We've got competitors from across the country and all sorts of building types that you can think of, and we're really excited about the results. Now, I said in my first slide that these competitions work, and by including tools like Portfolio Manager to get quantifiable results, you've got the proof in your pudding here. So from 2011, I wanted to highlight some of our results. And again, this was from about 245 buildings. You can see their annual energy savings. They all saved a lot on their utility bills, over $5 million on their collective utility bills. We were really thrilled to see that our top 10 finishers all saved 30% or more. 75 saved 10% or more. And even those that didn't save over the lifetime of this competition, they're gaining understanding of how to manage their energy in this way and using our peer network abilities and really leveraging the brand and the competition to raise awareness amongst their organizations. So we were really happy to see that. We just did our midpoint weigh-in, which is what we're calling our 6 months checkpoint, and for our 2012 competition, we're seeing also competitors saving 30, 10, 20%. Lots are saving over 5%, which we think is great, and they're already reporting that they've saved $37 million on their utility bills and greenhouse gas emissions equal to 16,000 homes. So our competition is at that website that you see at the bottom of the screen, energystar.gov/battleofthebuildings, and I wanted to highlight that I think this is very cool. I'm a public sector program manager, so maybe I'm biased, but I love to see that the building to beat as of our midpoint is an elementary school in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And so far in this competition for 2012, they've already saved 47%. And a lot of their savings were from low-cost, no-cost strategies, such as looking at the runtime of their boilers, checking out an EMS system that was actually not working, and they didn't know that until they benchmarked and assessed their performance. So we're really happy to see these results. So based on our experience, not only launching our own APA national competition, but along with partnering with all of our local and state partners throughout the years, we've put together a guide that really summarizes our tips and tricks, best practices from our partners who helped us put this guide together on how to run an Energy Star energy efficiency competition for commercial buildings and industrial plants as well, if that's part of your scope. So you can see the outline of the guide here, kind of walking through the things that you need to get in place as you launch an energy efficiency competition, and the folks in Cary, North Carolina are going to tell us how they went through all these steps. So we've documented these various organizational steps as you're getting started, and we have also put together a bit of a workbook that you can use as you're sitting down and working with local partners to put together your campaign. And I'm going to go through these next slides fairly quickly because this is all documented in our competition guide, but I wanted to give you a sneak peek to this competition guide that's available online that you can access today. Of course, we've got some case studies from our partners that helped us put this together, and you know, for setting the goals in our guide, we include some guidance about, you know, what are some of the major goals that we have seen folks set in their own competition, showing that this is really flexible so that you can really align your competition with what you want to save, what you want to show and document and recognize. Perhaps you want to show, you want to recognize those and improve by a certain percentage. Perhaps you want to recognize building owners that have earned the Energy Star for top performance. Perhaps you want to recognize greenhouse gas emissions alongside of energy performance. It's up to you. You can do all these fun and important recognition activities once you've got the data in your hands. Defining the playing field, of course, you can define it, like I said at the beginning here, with a single building. Perhaps a school district wants to pit schools against each other, and of course in a friendly way, to see who can gain recognition, looking at other regional types of boundaries. Some folks want to think about different types of time frame. You know, are you going to run a year-long competition? Will this be 2 years, maybe more, in line with some programs you have running, et cetera? So we've got some examples there from our experience. Very important, we have found that the successful programs are those that have been able to dedicate resources. This doesn't always have to be a very capital-intensive type of activity, but there are certain things that you we recommend that you think of ahead of time, such as assigning staff or recruiting an intern or tapping into the expertise at a local college, university, or community training center. We found a lot of campaigns have had really great success in not only engaging with their utilities, but other corporate leaders in their community to have sponsors to help with resources and, let's say, prizes for a competition. So we've put that all together there for you. Thinking about how to recognize participants from the beginning, who are you going to recognize and with what, and how are you going to integrate the data to do that in a quantifiable way? And then speaking of data, how do you want to keep score with your competition? And we've got some tips on directly related to what you're going to get out of Portfolio Manager if you have your participants sending their results this way, how you can best use those benchmarking results to keep score and verify the data and then recognize those that you wish. We've put some of this together in some I hope are easy to use resources as you're planning your launch and you're getting folks together. We've got a timeline that is a sample timeline based on what we've seen to be a successful timeline. And then, of course, getting the word out is very important. One primary benefit to launching a competition like this is to get visual and, you know, exciting motivation amongst your community and your participants. So we've got some tips and best practices on how folks have not only told your community about what you're doing and publicizing your goals and your participants, but how to keep it fresh. That's why we do something like the midpoint weigh-in with our national EPA competition. And then, of course, we've got some guidance on wrapping up your competition. This is my last slide here is just a reminder that we do have a lot of resources that we hope you can use right off the shelf as you're looking to help your participants understand their performance, but then also take those steps to improve their performance. So, of course, we talked about Portfolio Manager. We've got tools and resources like our Guidelines for Energy Management and our Building Upgrade Manual to help people go through those steps, low cost, no cost, and beyond to improve their buildings. Lots of things on communications and training available to you that you can publicize for all your participants. And, you know, we do have these existing Energy Star competitions that you could fold into your efforts. You could align your competition with our National Building Competition and people could participate in both since they're all using the same tool. We've got a challenge for industry. If industrial manufacturing is part of your scope, you can leverage that. And then, of course, we have our low-carbon IT campaign, which is really a technology-based way for you to get people excited to get their networks and PCs to shut off when they're not using them. And so that's it for me. And all these resources are available online. They're in my slides. There's the direct link to our competition guide. And I'm looking forward to hearing from Cary, North Carolina now.
Great. Thanks so much, Leslie. I think that was really helpful and hopefully primed people's interest to think about what they might be able to do in their own communities. And so next we're going to hear from the folks in Cary, North Carolina, who are focusing on their fire stations in particular. But before we do that, I wanted to do a quick poll, which basically will just to get a sense of what your community is doing with your own public safety facilities. The previous questions have focused a little bit more broadly, but we thought since we were going to hear from Cary, we'd ask you to answer this about your public safety facilities, in particular, so your fire and police stations. So if you could just take a moment to pick the appropriate
poll option, that would be great. Okay, Wendy, if you could go ahead and show those results. So it looks like we have about 14% who are not yet managing energy use, 10% who are benchmarking, 37% who are benchmarking and reducing energy use, which is awesome, and then 39% who aren't quite sure what's going on with their fire and police stations, which is not surprising, actually. I think often we tend to focus on the buildings we work in most directly and don't necessarily think about the opportunities that there might be in some of our public safety facilities. But I think after you hear our suite of speakers, this, probably your opinion on that is going to change. So let me just introduce them. But before I do that, I did want to remind you that you can submit questions at any point. You don't need to wait till the end. So if Leslie prompted some questions, you can submit them now. And as you listen to our next three speakers, we do encourage you to submit those questions. It helps us to